I am lucky to have this morning in studio with me, David Merlin. And of course, David is, give him a little applause there. David is a world-renowned magician and illusionist and all kinds of things from the paranormal. I mean, and it's a great time of year for him with Halloween coming up, because he's done some things that have astounded me, but I'm sure there's some creepiness. First of all, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Been up since 5:30. Had to do Jimmy Dale show, so I'm tired.
Well, listen, let's talk a little bit about your background. First of all, you grew up here in Sylacauga, graduated from Sylacauga High School.
Yeah, grew up in Sylacauga. Moved here when I was 5 years old. Was born in Fort Payne, but lived all over the place, all over the world, really. But back based in here in Sylacauga.
And here's the thing. You were actually working a job just like all the rest of us, 8 to 5, swing shifters or whatever. Sure. And you had this vision that you were going to quit your job and start doing things that astounded people. And, you know, there were several people that questioned you and said, come on, man, you got to have a job. But this has turned into a career for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I worked at Kimberly-Clark, you know, back in the 90s, and when we were starting to have the layoffs and things when the paper industry started going down. I moved to California and lived in San Diego for a couple of years, and it was great.
I know you worked with a lot of different people, saw a lot of different movie stars, techno pyromaniacs. I know you worked with Ray Wald out in Las Vegas. Tell everybody who he is.
Well, when I moved to California, I worked with Ray Wald. He was the world's top fire artist, and he was like you said, a pyromaniac. He's been in the O show there at the Cirque du Soleil, the Cirque du Soleil show at the Bellagio since 1998. He's the longest running member of a Cirque show.
Wow. And then, of course, I know for the longest time, too, you did a lot of shows around here for different, you know, whether it was a beauty contest or bodybuilding contest, things of that nature. You performed for a lot of those things. But then also you were able to work on a cruise ship for a long period of time, being the entertainment on a cruise ship.
Yeah. You know, I started with Close Up Magic and then built up to Illusions, and I would do things like entertainment, like you said, like at beauty pageants or whatever it was. I was kind of the intermission, and I would test these things out. And that's how my skills got better. And then the next thing you know, I'm at the comedy club. Next thing you know, I'm out in California, you know, and
yeah.
Friends with like, I was good friends with Mario Lopez's little sister, Marissa.
Yeah. So. Well, we're going to talk more with David Merlin, and we're going to do that here in just a few moments and talk more about what he's done, but also an event coming up here starting tomorrow, on Wednesday, starting tomorrow, and also on Thursday at the museum. We'll get to that. He's going to be performing, and let me tell you something. You need to get a ticket and go see him. We'll talk more with David Merlin here in just a moment. David Merlin in studio with me, and of course, the world-famous illusionist and magician. And I got to tell you now, there was something that happened when I was in the audience just not long ago. You performed at the Chamber of Commerce banquet a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I can't even describe what you were doing with the movies, with the audience. It blew my mind.
Yeah, the show has kind of evolved from the illusions and just the regular magic. I used to do all the dove stuff, you know, making doves appear, disappear, you know, cutting women in half, making them levitate, all that sort of thing. But the show has evolved. So now the things happen to me and then to the audience. And the show now is more about mentalism,
yeah,
and mind reading,
yeah,
and I'm going to be doing a lot of mind reading in the show, and also I'm going to be reading multiple minds at one time. I'm one of the few people in the world that can do that, that can have a balancing act to go from person to person, back and forth, and I'm also going to do something where four to five people from the audience will be reading my mind. It's brand new.
Well, the night at the Chamber of Commerce banquet, you didn't read my mind. I was not one of the participants, but you blew my mind. It was really good. And, of course, you've also done these type things all over the world. You were actually on with Psycho Jack.
Well, I've did shows like I guess the first big television show was we did David Letterman a couple times, and then years later I was on America's Got Talent. I even got chosen to go over and be on Germany's Got Talent. I've been on Comedy Central.
Penn and Teller.
I did Penn and Teller's Fool Us, and last year I was on the Governor Mike Huckabee show with the singer Brian White.
Yeah.
Not know Brian, he sang with Shania Twain on From This Moment.
Yeah.
And when Brian came off stage, he had just saw me from his dressing room, and he just made a bullseye over because he was a big Magic fan. So he popped over, super nice guy.
And, of course, we're going to talk about you being at the museum, the Comer Museum, starting mm-hmm. tomorrow. But you also live in Fairmont, and we grew up in Fairmont, and you got an idea that you're going to do for Halloween. Lead us into that.
Normally, I'm out performing somewhere during Halloween.
Yep.
A couple of years ago, I was in Erie, Pennsylvania for Halloween. Last year, I was in I was doing a show for the Warrens that many of you have heard of, Ed and Lorraine Warren
yeah.
from the Conjuring movies.
Yeah.
I'm friends with Judy Warren. And I was there with the Annabelle doll at Mohegan Sun Casino. But this is the first Halloween in a while that I've had off, so I'm going to do something fun for my niece. We're going to decorate up the yard, and I'm going to have something that is an illusion that is themed toward the movie It.
It.
Yeah, by Stephen King.
I'm coming. I got to come over there and see that.
So around Halloween, if you're driving, I won't give out the address. Don't want any stalkers.
All right.
But, yeah. You'll definitely, when you see it, you'll go, that's David Merlin's place.
Absolutely. Well, going to talk a little bit more about some things that he's accomplished, but also I want to talk about the thing that's coming up at the museum, the Comer Museum, tomorrow and Thursday, and how you can get tickets and, of course, come see David Merlin. We'll do that here in just a few minutes. We're talking with David Merlin here on this Tuesday morning, and of course, tomorrow and Thursday, we're going to be having a show with David Merlin down at the B.B. Comer Museum. Now, I got to tell you, first of all the places that you've been, all the shows that you've done, number one, which one was the most fun for you? Just the most fun.
Wow, most fun. I can tell you which one was I was the most nervous.
Okay.
That would have been David Letterman.
Really?
Yeah, because, at the time, he had, 10 to 11 million viewers, every show.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore for late night shows. They're lucky to have I don't even think they have a million.
And he was it with night I know Jay Leno come along, but for a long time, David Letterman was it.
Yeah, and his studio is so cold. I mean, he kept it was like 50 to 55 degrees in there. Yeah, you had to put a jacket on.
Well, and when you're setting up, come to work.
It was just so cold. But as far as like fun, I would say probably Comic Relief that I did in Hollywood, because I came from Sylacauga, and a year later I'm sitting in green rooms with Dan Aykroyd and John Goodman and Norm from Cheers,
yeah.
Arsenio Hall. I shared a room, a dressing room with Bobcat Goldthwait. Carrie Fisher is in the room right next to us, and it was just like I remember looking around, going, "How did I get here?" And
I would have had to ask Carrie Fisher how come she couldn't hit John Belushi with that gun in the Blues Brothers.
Oh yeah, but as far as something that was maybe really cool was when I got approached in San Diego to put together the pitch for the Harry Potter theme park, which became the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. So I was the first one behind that whole pitch and to creating the special effects that sold them on building that thing.
So. Speaking of special, let's talk about tomorrow. Now, down at the Comer Museum, it opens at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you can go down there and get tickets to see David Merlin. Now, he's going to be performing on tomorrow evening at 7 and also Thursday at 7. But the doors open at 6. If you want a good seat, you got to get there. I think tickets are $25 a piece, aren't they, Dave?
Yes.
Okay, now, you can call the museum at 256-245-4016. That's 256-245-4016. Now, they're going to have refreshments. Like I said, the doors are going to open tomorrow and Thursday at 6 o'clock. Show is at 7. Can you give us just a little sneak peek of what somebody might see or hear?
I am going to be doing some magic.
Okay.
But most of it is going to be my mind reading show and predictions and experiments in telekinesis.
Wow.
Moving things with the mind. I mean, if you've never been to a show like this, and I would imagine most people never have, they might have been to see like a, what would you call it? Not a ventriloquist, but
A mind reader.
That's not the hypnosis.
Hypnosis. That's what I was thinking.
You know, people have maybe been to hypnotist shows before, but I guarantee you've never experienced anything like this, because I will get into your mind, and you're going to get into my mind, and the entire audience will be part of the show. You don't have to get out of your seat. There may be a couple times somebody comes up and helps me, but most of the time, everybody in their seat's going to be involved. But there's a limited number of tickets for this.
Right, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute. I was going to say, if you're going to get in my mind, you're going to be awful lonely. You're going to be awful lonely, Dave, because people tell me all the time on that you do a great job on the radio, but you don't have any mind. So Dave Merlin will be awful lonely. We'll have one more segment with the world-famous illusionist and mind reader David Merlin when we come back. David Merlin in studio with me. We're talking world-famous illusionist and mind reader. He's not going to hypnotize you. He's going to tell you what's between your ears. But I got to ask you, can you make people disappear? Because there's several around here and several in my life that I need to contract you for.
Well, I hear there's people in Walker County that take care of things like that.
Yeah, but that costs too much money. You won't charge me that much. Hey, listen, we have a good time, but I got to ask you, tomorrow night and Thursday night, B.B. Comer Museum. Now, tickets are $25. That's nothing, folks. Come on, to see what you're going to see and have your mind read, and then your mind's going to be blown when you leave. But a limited number of tickets, I think about the maximum that they can hold is about 60 people.
Yeah. I think they're selling 50 for each show, but I think that if somebody happens to show up, they might can accommodate 10 more.
Okay.
This is theater of the mind, what you're going to say. It is a psychological experience. So I would say if you're going to bring kids, I would say maybe 10 and above, because it's a really, really intellectual kind of show of where you're concentrating. And it's unlike anything you've ever experienced.
So I couldn't bring my one-year-old granddaughter.
They would not comprehend what I'm doing.
She wouldn't comprehend anything for 2 seconds.
I mean, I'm
going to
be doing some visual things as well. But,
right.
But I would say a lot of it has to do with the psychological experience.
Now, other than the psychological things and the mind-reading things.
Ghost.
Yeah.
We're going to have a segment that involves a ghost.
All right. Now, aside from all of that, back up to your illusions and your magic, because I know mm-hmm. that's what got you started. What is the one thing that people were most intrigued with? The one illusion, the one magic trick? I'm kind of going on because I want to give you time to think. What is the one thing that blew people's minds that they ask you about more than anything you've ever done?
Probably my self-levitation that I do.
Oh, yeah.
That one, you know, even Howard Stern came over and said that him and Howie Mandel said that was just mind blowing. And there was, and even and Terry Fader, the ventriloquist in Las Vegas, who won America's Got Talent one year, he said that was like the best he's ever seen.
Wow. I mean, self-levitation, you've made people disappear, you've cut people in half, you've done things with animals, but tomorrow night and Thursday night is going to be totally different. I'm gonna go on and say this. If you like the TV shows about the paranormal and the ghost and the voices that all, tomorrow night and Thursday night's the place for them, isn't it?
It's definitely Halloween themed. There will be a ghost segment that's about 10 minutes long during the show, but if I've got room, I'm going to try to actually levitate for the audience.
Wow. So when you levitate, do you lay out kind of flat, or do you just levitate up off the ground?
They'll have to come and see.
Okay, I'm going to leave that.
It's something they won't be expecting.
I will tell you this. You need to go, folks. You need to go down and see David Merlin. He's right here from Sylacauga. He never forgets his hometown. He always has shows here, whether it's at the high school or the B.B. Comer Auditorium. But to tomorrow night and Thursday night, limited seats. It is at the museum here in Sylacauga, the B.B. Comer Museum, right down there across from the rec center. Now, I got to tell you real quick, 6 o'clock the doors open, 7 o'clock both tomorrow night and Thursday night. And, of course, tickets are $25. You can call the museum at 256-245-4016. David, before I get out of here, tell everybody where they can find things out on the World Wide Web with David Merlin.
Yeah, if you want to see some of the things I've done, some videos, it's David Merlin, and that's MERLIN.com. And shows a lot of things from the past. And
I know you're also on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook under David Merlin. Yeah, so wow. If you're a local, just reach out and friend me. You've probably seen me in town. I don't tell a lot of people what I do because I'm in and out of town. I just got back from New York the other day. So usually if you don't see me for a few days, that means I've been on the road. And then I'm back in a Alabama cap and a pair of shorts in the gym, you know.
I'll get you a better hat.
Yeah.
He knows I'm an Auburn fan. Yeah. He's been an Alabama fan, but we've been friends ever since we were little. And I just got some people that I need to make you – that you need to get rid of for me.
Yeah, I think we all have those.
Hey, David Merlin with us here on a Tuesday morning. Come see him tomorrow night and Thursday night at the B.B. Comer Museum.
And if you are a fan of magic or Penn and Teller's Fool Us, surprise your wife or your husband or your girlfriend, your boyfriend with a ticket and say, hey, we're going to go somewhere and do something really cool tonight. And I guarantee you, you're going to get some bonus points on this one.
Absolutely. David Merlin, tomorrow night and Thursday night, come see him at the B.B. Comer Museum.